So we're just going to relax and breathe deeply and slowly into our heart space. Just finding that beautiful place of peace that underlies all of the activity. Noticing that as we take just a few deep, slow breaths, we give our body permission to relax. We are telling ourselves we're safe. All is well. Everything always works out for us. Abraham tells us those wonderful, wonderful one-liners that can help us through the days and the weeks and the years. And anytime we stop and consciously breathe deeply, we are moving into that sweet space of peace and grace and light and love. Noticing fully, consciously, that there is a place of peace in all situations at all times. Sometimes we feel it, sometimes we lose sight of it, but it's always there. Our inner being is ever present in our heart space, and we can trust that. We can live in that space of beauty and harmony and peace at a very powerful level if we remember to relax and breathe. So simple and so effective. And so I have two different quotes today from Abraham. One is longer than the other, but I really liked it, so I wanted to share it. And then the other is going to inspire the rest of the meditation. But the first one's about healing and the way our inner being takes care of us from a broader perspective. The questioner said, "Abraham, has there ever been a human being able to repair a broken knee, cross ligament, meniscus, cartilage just by changing thoughts and trending?" And Abraham said, "Yes, and you can too." Because your inner being knows the inner workings of your body in ways that we're not going to be able to describe to you through Esther's vocabulary. Do you believe it? You just got to feel a little better and feel a little better and feel a little better. And the person said, "Would you please provide advice and a rampage to support such a healing?" And this is what Abraham offered. "My physical body is an extension of source energy. My physical body appears and manifests as a blend of source energy thought and my thought, and sometimes they're not the same. Sometimes I think in complete alignment with source, and oh, that's powerful. That's uplifting. That's good feeling. That's healing energy. But sometimes I think like humans often think. I calibrate to other humans, I compare, I push against, I measure, I focus on unwanted, I defend, I justify. Sometimes I don't allow that delicious calibration of source energy, who is intimately and infinitely and precisely capable of massaging the cells and the muscles and the ligaments and the tendons and the organs of my magnificent body. My body is an extension of that. And when I allow it, when I ask for something and let go of the trending that I've had because I've been hurting, then I feel a little better. And 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 people looking on say, it's a miracle. Or that was freaky and weird. You must not have been as hurt as you thought you were. So Rather than discount the solution, we will celebrate the solution that our inner beings are capable of creating miracles within us, and trusting that that is a good possibility as we come into alignment. And this wasn't an exact continuation of that, but it really speaks to that. The letter writer said that he was wanting to be isolated, and Abraham said to him, the remedy, the solution, is to trend unconditionally rather than conditionally. Your inner being is not encouraging isolation. Your inner being is encouraging feeling good. You want to show yourself how you can feel good no matter what. No matter what. That's what unconditional living is, unconditional loving. Someone asks you, how are you? Answer, I feel really good. They ask why, and you say, because I want to, because I choose to, because every chance I get, I focus in a way that allows that until I got the hang of it. First, I had to be alone to do it, almost in isolation, often in meditation where I was just focusing on non-thought, things like flickering flames and the sound of something. But I got better and better at it. I just got so I could find that feeling place of alignment. I started to feel like I think Source feels. I started to love, even around people who were so, in my past experience, not lovable at all. I stopped needing them to be lovable or gone in order to feel good. I gave myself the freedom to feel love no matter what, but it took some practice. So that's the quote from Abraham. And the other day I was walking by myself at the mall, and usually when I walk at the mall, I tune to love. I start speaking to myself sentences that start with the words I love. But I really liked this question and answer that Abraham suggested. How are you? I feel really good. Why? And they started out, because I want to. And I took off from there. So this is from my notes that I took at the mall the other day. I'm feeling good. Why, you ask? Because I choose to feel good, because I place a priority on alignment. I'm feeling good because I make a decision and set an intention to feel good. Being in alignment is important to me because I see the world at a whole different level when I'm in alignment. I choose to feel good because I want to see beauty and harmony and grace. I choose to feel good because I want to see the positive aspects of everyone that I meet. I choose to feel good because I want to be a cooperative component and encounter the vortex of my life more and more often. I choose to feel good because it's fun. I choose to feel good because it's delightful. I choose to feel good because I want to own the room and uplift the vibration everywhere I go and everyone I meet as often as I possibly can. I choose to feel good because my inner being is orchestrating the best possible unfolding for me. I choose to feel good because everything is unfolding in the powerful and wonderful way my inner being arranges. I choose to feel good because I remember I can be happy right here and right now, regardless of what the situation is. I choose to feel good because the conditions really don't matter. I choose to feel good because life is always beautiful if my inner being is orchestrating the best possible outcome for me. But that best possible outcome is dependent on my current vibration. And if my current vibration is bringing me something that doesn't feel good, the antidote for that is to find a way to feel good. It's to find a way to focus on something that generates love and appreciation and joy and wonder. And I'm willing to focus in ways that bring me great joy. I choose to feel good because that allows my energy to flow. I choose to feel good because it brings me a deeper sense of how much love is already here. I choose to feel good because I love loving. I love being in love. I love flowing love as much as possible and every day. I choose to feel good because I love feeling happy. I choose to feel good because I love laughing. I choose to feel good because I love feeling the energy of life flowing in surprisingly weird and wonderful ways. I choose to feel good because I love remembering how I feel is about my relationship with my inner being, not about the conditions of what's happening in this moment in my life. It is, as my friend John McCurdy once said, if I'm feeling negative emotion, I'm thinking something that's not true with a capital T. I choose to feel good because my work is to get myself into a vibrational space where I can see the truth through the eyes of my inner being. I had a great time with that. Walking in the mall was really easy when I was thinking about all the reasons I choose to feel good and all the benefits there are of choosing to feel good. So what we're going to do right now is just look for things that make us feel good. And my things may be different than your things, but I'll try to keep it general enough that you can find your own answers. So the question is, in the moment when you're feeling good, why are you feeling good? In the moment that you're feeling good about your body, why are you feeling good? Perhaps it's because you love being able to see and taste and touch. Perhaps it's because you sense something in some way. You feel it or smell it in a way that uplifts your heart. When you feel good in your body, what is it that feels good? So if you'd like to continue on that theme and think about all the ways your body feels good, that's just fine. But I'm going to move over to think about how I feel good in my mind. I feel good in my mind when my mind is quiet. I feel good in my mind when I get a great idea. I feel good in my mind when I'm open to the impulses from source and I know what to do next. How do you feel good in your mind? Perhaps it's because you read a paragraph that inspires you, or you hear an uplifting thought. What makes your mind feel good? talking about Abraham or with friends from an Abraham perspective makes me feel good. Laughing with friends makes me feel good. Seeing the humor in life makes me feel good. So now let's think about what makes our heart feel good. Getting a loving text from a friend or a family member makes me feel good. My heart feels happy when I see that I have been a positive influence in someone's life. Makes my heart feel good when I feel that I've been conscientious about the work that I do, and I've showed up in alignment and brought the best of who I am to the table. Whether it's the breakfast table or the dinner table or the Zoom call table, my heart feels happy when I'm loving. My heart feels happy when I allow myself to recognize and receive all the love that is here in my life. My heart is happy when I pet my kitty cat and she purrs. What makes your heart happy? Maybe this concept is a little harder to understand, but what feels good in your being? Some people think about feeling good or being happy as an emotion, but it's also a state of being. It's also a measure of the guidance from Source that says you're in alignment. What feels good to your entire being? Your heart and your mind and your body in alignment. Clearly, being in alignment feels good to our being. Allowing more of who I truly am to express in the world is in alignment with my being and makes me feel good. Seeing through the eyes of Source makes me feel good in my being. Being known and recognized by someone I respect and admire makes me feel good in my being. Trusting that my inner being is always orchestrating well-being for me makes me feel good in my being. What makes you feel good in your being? I believe that as we come into alignment, when our heart and our mind entrain with our body and bring us to a fuller state of being, that it opens the door to the infinite, eternal nature of who we are, the alignment of our inner being, alignment with our inner being, allows us to operate more fully, more effectively, more joyfully on the planet. So it occurs to me to ask, what does my inner being feel good about? And the answer Abraham gives us is, your inner being feels good about absolutely everything. Your inner being has no resistance and is always focused on the beautiful, the peaceful, the graceful, the creative, the intelligent, the free. And that gives us insight into how our inner beings think about us. Our inner beings see us as adorable, lovable, ever evolving. Our inner beings see us as beautiful, creative, intelligent, powerful, free. Our inner beings see us as joy in expression. Our inner beings see us as totally loved. So in the last few seconds of this meditation, I invite you to ask yourself, how does my inner being see me? So that's a question that's worth asking more than a few seconds. So I invite you to take this idea of, how does my inner being see me? And when you're feeling particularly in alignment, ask yourself, okay, inner being, how do you see me? And the answer could be a warm gush of love, or a rampage of appreciation, or a musical note. Open yourself to knowing your inner being more powerfully, more mystically, more intimately, and see what happens. I invite you now to stretch and breathe deeply once again. And remember that all is truly well. And bring yourself back into this space of connection with friends and focus on the Abraham philosophy that makes my heart happy. Thank you for allowing me to do this.